The purpose of a spiritual life isn't to improve yourself. It isn't to make yourself superior to other people. It's quite the opposite. It's to take you down. It's to level you, you see? So people, you know, maybe there are people in this room who are having, you know, who are having self-esteem problems. This might not be for you yet. No, it might not, you might not be ready for it yet. We have to get you to a healthy level of, you know, good, healthy sort of suffering. Good, healthy ego suffering to start the real work of a spiritual life. The real work of a spiritual life is not to affirm your ego. Definitely not. Okay? That's the work of psychologists, maybe. Psychiatrists. But the spiritual life is not to affirm your ego. It is to destroy your ego. Okay? But you've got to have an ego for us to destroy. If you don't have an ego, you should go to a psychiatrist and get one. They sell them for a very expensive cost. Maybe 5-10 years of therapy, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and then you come back with a good, unhappy ego, and we can start working on it. You know, until very recently, psychologists thought that was the best that we could do. Sigmund Freud defined the goal of therapy as reaching what he called ordinary unhappiness. Ordinary unhappiness. Nowadays, there's a new dimension of psychology called positive psychology, which says things like, oh, you could be happy. How? Oh, be grateful. Forgive others. Be kind to other people. No, totally reinventing the wheel. Totally wearing, but they wear white lab coats and pen protectors, and oh, okay, yes, we'll believe you now, finally. After 3 millennia, you know, now that Poindexter's saying the same thing, then we'll finally believe you. But up until very recently, that was the whole sort of goal of psychology, psychotherapy, and so forth. Ordinary unhappiness. So if you're not at that level of ordinary unhappiness with an ego, the spiritual life hasn't even started yet, really, for you. Spiritual life begins with the beginning of the deconstruction of the ego, and the losing of the selfishness. You see, that's the problem. That's what's keeping us suffering. What's keeping us suffering is you say your name to yourself. The identification of you as a suffering being, which is you, is the thing that you, your name refers to. The thing that your name refers to is a suffering being. When you're not a suffering being, you won't have a name. When you're a Buddha, all Buddhas are the same. Buddhas don't have personality. Awakened beings are all the same. It's like that Tolstoy novel, right? All unhappy families are unhappy in different ways. All happy families are happy in the same way. All unhappy people are unhappy in a unique way. All happy people are happy in the same way. Okay? Because there's only one way to be happy. There's only one way to really be happy, and that's not to be you. That's to let you go. To sacrifice you. To become nobody, so that you can become everybody, like Cindy was saying. Okay? And you can't become nobody if you're somebody. And the purpose of a spiritual life isn't to make you somebody else. Somebody even more special than you thought you were before. It's not to supersize your somebody. No, people really get this wrong. They come to a spiritual life and they think, oh, you know, I'll be a better person, I'll be a better meditator, I'll be a kinder person. Kinder than who? You see? Then you have to say, kinder than who? And if it's kinder than your former self, that's one thing. That's okay. But if it's kinder than X, Y, and Z, who aren't a spiritual practitioner like me, then you completely misunderstood the purpose of a spiritual life. Completely. 100%. You flunk. You flunk spiritual school. Okay? We send you home with a note saying, you know, don't send her back to spiritual school yet, you know. Okay? Like that.